My name is Ben. That is Kelly.
Hi there.
Kat.
Good morning.
Kat's from Florida. So yeah, Yvette, she is from Florida. She's in a bit of trouble. Yvette is in line at the Dollar General, right? In Pompano Beach.
That's where I'm from. I'm from Pompano.
So maybe you do know.
Oh my gosh.
Yvette. Oh, wow. Yvette's in line there with John Walker at Dollar General checking out, right?
Okay.
So
I'm nervous.
John got into a verbal argument with Yvette in reference to her farting loudly.
Oh God. Yvette, don't do that.
That
must have been bad if a stranger's gonna call you on it.
Yeah, I was gonna say she must have crop dusted, it must have made some noise, and John must have, I don't know what John said, but apparently he was not having any of it.
Offended.
So he says something to Yvette. Yvette then, according to the arrest report.
Oh gosh, there's an arrest report. Of course there's an arrest report. That's how we know about this.
Yvette reportedly took a knife out of her purse.
I'm sorry, what?
And threatened John.
Whoa.
Saying she's gonna gut him. Oh. And then made like stabbing motions with her knife.
Yvette, that's not what
this
we
all
do.
Goes down at the Dollar General in Pompano Beach.
Hey, listen, we need to take a breath. Maybe we don't take a breath because it's stinky.
Right, because it's stinky.
My point is, let's pause.
I've been on both ends of this, where you're standing in line, you're kind of trapped in an area,
right.
You smell something, and you're like, man, that wasn't me. I'm worried that someone's going to blame me,
of course.
And then you're like, you typically will blame a guy in those situations.
Yeah.
I've also been in that situation where I'm like, all right, I feel it. I'm just gonna quietly let it out.
You don't try to make every effort just to hold it?
No. Sometimes you got to. You know, tummy pains are there. So sometimes you have to do kind of the sneak, and you're like, all right, kind of crossing your fingers. You hope it doesn't make any noise, but you're like, all right, I'm gonna slowly like release.
It's like a release and pinch.
And so you kind of do the release and pinch, and then only after the fact you're like, oh, that was a bad idea.
That was a bad idea.
Silent but deadly abort mission. That was a bad idea.
Oh.
So I mean, I've been on both ends of that.
But a knife in the purse,
probably not the way to go. Right?
Not the way to handle it.
Yvette.
Okay.
Florida. Making the show there because she farted in line at the Dollar General and got in front of her, got mad. There you are, Florida.
Next time, Yvette, just own it. Sam, so sorry.
Text messages 502-571-9970 from a listener. I was in line at the store. I bent over, get something out of my cart one time.
Uh-oh.
One slipped out. It stunk really bad.
Oh, gosh.
My 3-year-old daughter was behind me, and she said, Mommy, you farted. I said, no, I didn't. Then she buried her head in my butt and said, yes, you did. I smell it. I turned every shade of red. People behind me were crying.
Kids are way too truthful.
Oh my God, too honest.
She buried her head in her butt. I smell it. It's right in there.
Oh, my God. My kids love to do that, too.
The judge has spoken.
They're just like,
another text from a listener. Confession.
Uh-oh.
As a teacher, I can admit to Ben's release and pinch method happening around my students. The greatest thing, they blame each other. I love it.